Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with my co-host, the beautiful Marina Shafir.
What's up, everybody?
Wearing lip gloss today.
Yes, I wear a lip gloss most days.
No, I didn't even notice. I'm too busy looking at your arms.
Which are covered now, so now he's looking at my face.
Nice, wow.
Finally noticing some features on my face.
That's amazing, there you go. We have a great show. We have Vince Pichel's coming in. We have Hector Lombard calling in, as well as John Dodson. Before we start our show, actually during our show, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Amber Leroy. I've been saying Leroy. It's Amber Leroy. Amber Leroy. I think I like Amber Leroy better, but listen, Amber Leroy Combat Sports, they started making their Leroy gauze tape in 1937.
The gauze
tape, not gauze, their gauze tape in Mexico City. And because of the way Leroy conforms and secures to every angle of the fist, you will not find a more comfortable or reliable wrap for fighters. Okay, listen to that.
Gauze tape.
You will not find a more reliable wrap. After nearly 80 years in the fight business, that's a long time, 80 years.
In the gauze business.
And 80 years in the thanks, Marina. Thank you. Listen, this is our sponsor. We have to thank our sponsor. Amber Leroy launched their new line of hand wraps, gauze, and tape. Now, their skin ripper tape uses the most aggressive adhesive available and holds like steel round after round. Their Cazador gauze is made with 100% American cotton that absorbs sweat without fraying or stretching out. Their Pro White tape is ideal for grapplers or gyms on a tight budget, which I know is me. Marina, you're on a tight budget.
I'm on a tight budget.
Yes, Marina is very tight. I'm telling you, you gotta, and their 200-inch long Primero hand wraps leave extra length for making knuckle pads or reinforcing the fist. Plus, if you get injured, they have a full line of compression wraps for treating injuries and sprains. So I know that I ran another 5 miles yesterday, and I have a torn ACL, and I ran with their wrap on.
Did you run in the day?
I did.
That's why you look tan.
Oh, thank you.
That wasn't complimenting you. It was just making an observation.
Oh, well, then I take back my thank you. Now, everything is made with pride in Mexico and the U.S. Those are great places to be. I love Mexico. I was in Mexico recently. It is just like California, except way less Mexicans. Now, not only will you get the highest quality, but also factory direct pricing. Check them out at amberleroy.com. That's AmberLeroy.com. Give them a call or shop online with the product section of their website. And they have new t-shirts. I'm wearing the t-shirt right now. Yes, they got a brand new t-shirt, limited edition. I am so excited to be wearing this t-shirt. So if you tell them you heard about them on MMA Roasted, they'll include a little extra with your order.
What is the little extra?
Probably some gauze. Now, Vince is he's calling me right now, so I think Vince is here. Now, I know that you were going to the strip club last time we left.
We're just going to go right into my week?
Want to go my week first?
All
right, I'll go to my week first as Marina gets undressed. Now, I had a good week. I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, doing shows there, and they had a great time. I saw Derek Brunson came to a show. That was pretty badass seeing Derek and my friend Gary Alexander, an old buddy of mine. He came to shows. They were great. Actually, they were fun crowds. One time there was a girl. I go, anybody have any tattoos? I have a whole bit on tattoos. And then some girl's like, I have one on my ass. And I'm like, really? I'm like, show me. And she jumped on stage.
No, she didn't.
She did. I have a tape of it. I'll probably post a video.
You should do it.
She's like, she goes, I have a lick on my ass. The word lick. And then I was like, you better not get any bigger, or else it'll be licorice. But yeah, so she actually dropped her pants, showed me her ass. It was a nice ass. It wasn't like.
Did it do it for you?
Nah, it was okay. It was all right. Okay. So that was pretty cool. This is not that funny. So I took three flights to get to. So you know, whenever I take three flights to get somewhere, I'm always like just
cranky
because it's 2 hours, an hour. You know, it was like from L.A. to Dallas to Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte's the worst.
To South Carolina. I think that's two flights. There was another flight in there somewhere. Uh, and And then I go to rent a car, and they always like they're always in such great moods. The people at the rental car place, and they're always like, "Hey, what are you in town for?" And I never want to tell you what I'm in town for.
I'm just mind your fucking business.
I want to get a car. So normally I'm just like, if it's a guy, I'm like, "Oh, I'm in for the gay porn convention." And then they just be quiet after that. I go, "Yeah, I'm here for the gay porn convention," and they're like, "Oh, I didn't know that was in town." You know? Yeah, I'm like, "Yeah, it's like pretty big." So this time I was like, "I'm shooting."
I gotta try that one sometime.
So this time I was like,
because I'm usually cutting weight and I need them to just shut up immediately.
Yeah, because they're like, "What are you in town for?" And I go, "Oh, I'm a comedian." "Oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke." Or they go, "Oh, where are you performing at?" "Oh, you know, my cousin's a comedian." It just keeps going, you know?
It's like, come on.
So I'm like, "Oh, this one," I'm like, "I'm shooting a movie." And the lady's like, "Oh, what kind of movie?" I'm like,
"You
an adult."
Would say that.
I go, "An adult film," right? So then it was just like silence afterwards. It was just really, so what happened was I got super awkward. I got the cheapest car. And then they upgraded me to this huge Dodge Ram, I think just to get me out of there, because they had no small cars. So now I'm driving a car that's like way bigger. Like I have to like jump to get out of the car. And then I'm hurting my knee every time I'm jumping out of it because I have a torn ACL.
One.
Yeah, the bad one.
The bad one.
So I get to the parking lot in South Carolina. It's a huge parking lot. And it's empty. Mm-hmm. So I parked the car and I didn't do the best job parking. Let's just say, okay, I parked it. Not the greatest job because it was a huge car. I was kind of late for the show. I was watching the fights. I come out after the show. My car is completely keyed up. Somebody keyed up the whole Dodge Ram because I hope I don't have to pay for it now because I like return it. And they're like, "Well, you're," because I didn't get the insurance. And they're like, "Well, I have car insurance." They're like, "Well, you know, we don't know, you know, this now it has to go through my insurance." What a pain in the ass. Somebody just keyed up what a pain in the ass.
That is fucked up.
Yes, completely fucked up.
Did somebody see you get out of the car?
No, it was just, I think it was just someone was being a dick.
Damn, you've got some fucked up luck.
Yes, so I just spilled the
good thing
the
we
thing.
Have gauze.
Yes.
You spill all the time.
That's what she says. So that was that.
Ah.
Sorry.
You gotta do that.
What, crack my knuckles? Oh, you don't like that?
Uh-uh.
Oh,
no!
Nice.
So Vince is here.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so that was that. Vince just walked in 20 minutes late. How are you, brother?
I thought I was going to Burbank.
Come on, just grab a... So that was that. And then... But I got some good, you know, so and then I got to see Gary.
Vince.
Nice to meet you.
I got to see Gary. Me and Gary have a funny story.
Gary.
So we used to go to, in Vegas, he's living in Vegas, we used to go to the Rhino a lot. But this is back in my, like, party days. Mm-hmm. We used to go to the Spearmint Rhino. And I think I had just done Chelsea Lately, like, the week of. Mm-hmm. So this one girl that used to be on Rock of Love was all about me. She was like, "I saw you on TV last week." And she was pretty hot. I got to admit, she was, which one was she at?
Because I watched Rock of Love.
I'm not going to say which one it was on the air.
Tell me.
No, but she was definitely...
Rachel's whispering me.
But she was definitely like...
Secrets.
So I ended up like... But she was kind of racist. And I don't know. It was a ton of a turnoff. But she was still really hot. So I ended up going home with her that night, and Gary became friends with her friend, and I thought she was gonna be wild in bed, like, you know, this dancer with tats everywhere and hot, and she was just like, she just kind of lay there. It was kind of a bummer, you know. And it wasn't like, it just wasn't really, she was like, "Ow, you know, you need some gals. It wasn't that great. So
I like how your story started off that she's a racist and it turned you off, and then it's like, then she went home with me.
and then she said, ow.
There was all kinds of bad things here.
And then there was an ow.
So anyway, so I like tell Gary, I'm like, "Dude, it was kind of disappointing." This is years ago. This is a while back. She wasn't that great in bed. This is years ago. And so Gary tells her best friend that I said she sucked in bed, right? Because I go back there.
You fucked up.
Like 3 months later, 3 months later to see her. And she's like, "You said I suck in bed, blah, 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 blah." Yelled at me. And then that was that. So that was a pretty fun. Yeah, this is kind of a shitty story, I guess. So that was my weekend.
I didn't know that was going to turn into a Jerry Springer episode.
Yeah, I didn't realize. What kind of friend tells another girl that her best friend that I said, well, kind of, that's a dick move on Gary's part.
Well, it depends. Her friend, was she the grenade?
No, she was hot too. Gary just
the grenade?
Became Gary. Yeah,
your friend's a dick then.
you know what the grenade is, right?
No.
Like if a girl has like a friend who's not hot, uh-huh. You and like your friend jumps on the grenade, so you take the not hot
chick.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You don't go out to girlfriends, and you're like, "Oh, that guy's hot, and he's got ugly friends," but you're like, "Shit, I want to talk to him. Someone's got to take the hit."
God damn it.
What?
No, I've been the
You've been the grenade?
No, I've I've had to take the grenade before.
Really?
Yeah.
When was this?
No, back in New York, I was like really like trying. My friend was like, "Please, please come with me." Like da da da. He's bringing a friend, and his friend turned out to be a fucking douchebag.
Mm.
That's okay. We've all laid in bed with a lagoon creature before.
No, I never laid in bed with him.
Oh, you just kind of hung out with him.
I had to hang out with him, yeah.
Right.
Well, that's not really taking a hit then.
Yeah, no, no, we're talking
It was for me.
Really?
It was bad.
That's kind of like watching behind a safety glass.
Look at you with the fucking the one-liners. Vince comes in late.
I've been hanging out with you a lot.
Nice. Reeling off the one-liners. I love it. Now, Marina, last week we left here, you left with drunk Shayna, mm-hmm. Babysitter Jessamine,
yes.
And you were going to a strip club that yes. night. How was it?
My birthday was fucking awesome.
Tell us.
It was fucking awesome. We went to Jumbo's Clown Room first to warm up the night.
Now, where is this?
This is in Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where Courtney Love used to strip back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, she used to be a stripper at Jumbo's Clown Room.
Dang.
All right, so go on.
Well, it was fucking awesome.
A little fun fact for you.
Yeah, we stayed there for a while, and then like a whole bunch of my friends came out, and it was just great.
Did you get lap dances?
Not at Jumbo's. We were over Jumbo's, then we go to Cheetah's.
You went to two strip clubs?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Yeah, well, then we went to Cheetah's.
Yes.
And as soon as we walk into Cheetah's, I see fucking Josh is like...
Josh Barnett
is like whispering to some of the girls there. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I immediately get put into the back room and given a lap dance. Like, wow. Immediately.
Was the girl hot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting it.
You get turned on?
No. What?
No, like, I'm saying. The last time you said you love having tits in your face.
I'm not there.
All right, go on. All right, go on.
Stop being like predictable, Adam, for like a minute.
I'm just asking.
You just want to know about the lesbian activities that
Jesus
were going down back
Christ.
There.
The fans want to know.
Well, I invited you and you never went.
I had to fly out that night. Okay, so what happened?
You should have invited me. I would have went.
So like, we get there and I get my first lap dance. Then everybody else meets up with us and everybody's just like getting really fucked up. And towards the end of the night, I get fucking pulled onto stage.
No way.
Oh, way. And then they sit me down in a chair against a pole.
No.
Uh-huh.
Is there a video of this? Did someone video this?
I think somebody might have a video
of okay.
That's lurking somewhere.
And then they just, all the strippers just flocked.
So there was like five girls, naked, full
no,
naked?
No, there was more, I think there was around like, I don't know, like 8 to 10 strippers.
8 to 10 girls, butt naked? Just topless?
Not naked.
Topless.
No. They had their tops on.
They had tops on.
Pasties? All had tops on. I think a couple, maybe.
Okay. You think? You didn't, okay, so you...
No. I was fucked up.
You're drunk.
All I saw was rhinestones.
You're drunk. You're on stage.
Rhinestones?
So you're on stage drunk, and there's 10 girls just putting their boobs in your face.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then they, like, pulled me up, and then they, like, had me, like, dance, too, with all of them. It was fucking
awesome. You became a stripper that night?
Well... I didn't take any of my clothes off, but I danced on a stage.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if that makes me a stripper or not.
Money
down your
Did anybody tip you?
Did you make money?
No.
No, okay. So what was Shayna doing during all this?
Shayna was macking it at the bar with some people.
She was making out with girls?
No. She was being Shayna, you know, like she's fucking getting a little crowd around her and being like a little mini performer. Yeah, she's... Shayna's working it. Everybody had a great time.
And what was Jessamine doing?
Jessamine was drinking with me, and we were just getting fucked up together.
And was Rhonda there?
No.
So Rhonda wasn't there.
Rhonda doesn't really do strip clubs.
Oh, yeah. They're like two against women or something. Or
no, she just doesn't. She doesn't like to go to strip clubs.
All right. So it was like you, the three horsewoman, Josh, Colleen.
Yes.
All right.
And a whole bunch of other people.
And you had 10 girls.
It was just fun.
All right.
And it was a really good time. I just ended up getting really fucked up.
Were you doused with glitter at the end?
No, I didn't have any glitter on me.
Wake up in the morning with weird things in your pockets?
No.
Wow, all right. That sounds like a fun party. It sounds like better than my birthday party. Now, Vince, we got to talk about you, man.
Okay.
See, you, all right, I don't know if you know who Vince is. Do you know who Vince is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Vince is in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
He's 9-1.
9-1.
He lost to the Russian. What's his name?
Kevlov.
Khabilov.
Khabilov. Yeah. Khabilov beat him in dramatic fashion. He suplexed him. However,
that's pretty bad.
However, Vince came back. His last fight,
he beat
the shit out of Anthony Njikwani. He beat a good Anthony. How do you say his last name? Njikwani. Yes. Cool. So
he got a little brother beating that night.
He did.
Yeah.
So Vince is he's on fire, right? He's 9-1. He was on the Ultimate Fighter. He lost to Al Iaquinta in a split decision, right? Or was it a?
He won both rounds.
He won both rounds. Okay.
On the show.
Sugarfoot
on the Ultimate Fighter. All right. So
it's my kickboxing coach.
Really? Yeah. I went and trained there a couple times.
Really? When?
Yeah. A while ago.
Okay, so what? Vince is wearing a Sugarfoot T-shirt.
Yes.
And then Marina goes Sugarfoot, so that people hear Sugarfoot, they have no idea. They think it's like a Native American walking.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know, but it's Peter Cunningham, one of the best kickboxers of all time.
So
yeah.
So Vince is working full time in AAA. At AAA, towing cars, while in the UFC, he started fighting.
You tow cars?
I don't tow cars. I put batteries. I sell batteries.
Uh-huh.
So he's...
Why'd you get your car towed? You pissed about it?
Got my car towed a few times.
So I hate those fuckers too.
All right, you're not towing, right? AAA, you actually help. You help people out.
People like to see me.
Right.
Yes. So he's 20. He started fighting at 26 years old. Never finished high school. Made the UFC at 31. Right? After 5 years of fighting, of backyard fighting, basically, then went and got his GED. He was on fire. Then, since then, he's got two shoulder surgeries.
What?
I just had one like a month ago.
He got fired from AAA. He got fired. AAA wouldn't cover it, right?
AAA wouldn't cover your surgery?
No, Workman's Comp was trying to be dicks about it and deny me the claim because of fighting. So they're trying to prove I did it fighting.
So he's and
so for 3 months I was basically out of work, out of money, and so, living off my savings.
Yeah. Wow. So he's sort of been in the dumps. So, but he's getting back. This is the comeback.
This is a great place to start.
You have finally been cleared to fight.
Fuck both of you.
You've finally been cleared to train again, right?
Yeah, I started yesterday. Yesterday was my first day back, punching one-handed.
Okay. Now what happened to your shoulder?
I had a slap tear, a type 4 slap tear in my labrum that transferred down to my bicep. So
ow.
I had to get my bicep basically cut apart from my labrum and reattached to my bone. I don't know what the arm bone here is called.
Okay. And then no more girlfriend.
Yeah, no more fiance. I was going to get married. I was supposed to get married in March. She left me in January. Like, after all, like, my life's been falling apart since my last fight.
Yeah,
what
so,
the fuck,
so he
dude?
Hit, Vince has hit bottom.
One thing
so,
after another.
So we're getting him back up. This is the comeback. I remember talking to you, you're like, dude, my wife left. I got no money. I'm not getting comp. I can't train. I'm like, this dude, I go, Vince, if
you need to be on the show.
I go, Vince, we got to help.
Therapist right now.
That's the first thing. The first thing that he thinks is, we need to get you on the show.
That is
man.
Not what happened.
This guy wants me to snap and say some fucked up shit.
No. What's the first thing I said? I go, I'm here. Here for you,
yeah,
right?
He is. Adam's a good friend of mine.
I said, I'm here for you, man. Yes. Anything you need, you let me know. So, but we're getting him back. So, how far away from you are we from a fight? What do you think?
Honestly, like last time, because I had pretty similar surgery on my left shoulder a few years ago, and it took me like 6 months to be fully back training. So, I figured maybe 8 months.
Eight months
from now, I'll have a fight. I want to plan on fighting in 8 months.
Good.
I'm going to try to fight by the end of the year.
Nice.
That's my goal.
Well, don't go back in there if you're not ready.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not going to, but I mean, my goal is December, and I'm not pushing anything, but, you know, hopefully I get in sooner.
Now, are you back at Alliance?
No, I'm not training down there right now because I still have my job at AAA.
Okay.
Because I ended up winning the battle with them without any lawyers, too, like, good thing.
Didn't like, one of your co-workers try to tell on you or something? He fucked you over
or
something?
My boss did. Like, he's such a piece of shit. Like,
Don't say.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck if he hears it. He knows he's a piece of shit.
It's like...
Oh, yeah. So if you're going to say it, you say it real clear.
Guy's a real piece of shit. Anyway. Yeah, he's the one that told Workman's Comp that, you know, he was the one saying, oh, he did a fighting and this and that. And... I mean, after my fight with Njikwani, Njikwani broke my face in the first like 30 seconds of the fight, so I've had double vision since. And I couldn't even go back to work right after my fight I couldn't see straight for like 2 months after my fight.
You still have double vision?
Yeah.
So you're seeing two Marinas right now?
Well, no, not right now, but if she was like over my head, there's two of her.
Like, well, maybe later if you guys.
You're
Okay, so look.
Well,
oh
you
my
know.
God. Why did we give him that you know, much of a Vince, pause? Why did we give him that much of a pause to think about
you know, Vince is now single.
Jesus Christ.
I only fed you two because I knew where this dirtbag was going.
Marina's single and Vince is single. And
Oh my God.
She's
I just want you to know, I'll try anything once.
So Vince.
Okay.
So, Vince.
Is that bad to say?
No, so just so you know, Marina just signed with Invicta. She's 1-1, coming off a loss, but she's learned her lesson. She's coming back strong.
She's learned her lesson.
This guy.
I'm not a dick, okay? She's coming back.
I've learned my lesson.
I'm saying you learned from the loss. When he says it like that,
I feel like there's something he knows that I don't.
No, when I do a show.
She has gone to school and learned her lesson.
I've done comedy 15 years. I can't tell you how many times I bombed. I mean, over 1,000. At least over 1,000 times. But I do probably 400 shows a year. I probably bomb at least 30 to 50 times a year. I never get better from the times I kill. It's always the times I'm like, fuck, that sucked. That's when you get better.
Yeah.
Fighting, unfortunately, you're doing it on a much bigger stage. You know, sometimes I'll bomb in front of 10 people. And you know what? only 10 people, okay? I mean, you're bombing on The Tonight Show every time you fight and you lose. It happens. Maybe you don't bombing, but you're learning a lesson. That's how you get better.
That's what was really hard for me was just that gulp of pride that to swallow when you get your ass kicked like that and knowing that the whole world saw that, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. There's really no hiding from that.
Yep.
So, and Marina has a lot of pressure being that she's Ronda Rousey's best friend, her roommate. She has all this.
I guess there's pressure.
There's a lot of pressure on you.
I guess there's a lot of pressure.
There's other girl that was going through their second fight that had as much hype as you. Maybe
what
Ronda
did. You
fight
at?
You know?
I'm 45.
Oh, 45?
45.
So she just signed with Invicta. We're still looking for an opponent, right?
Yes.
How close are we?
I don't know. I just signed the fucking contract yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you celebrate afterwards?
Yep.
What?
I just had a great Monday.
What was that? What does that mean?
I just had a great Monday.
More Jumbo's Clown Room?
Yesterday Monday. Oh, so this happened that fast, huh? Or that recent?
Yeah, yesterday.
You go back to Cheetahs and
no,
see the 15 girls?
No, I didn't go back to Cheetahs. I went home.
Oh. Yeah. So are you dating anybody?
I'm not dating anybody.
Have guys been asking you out?
Yes.
And you've been saying?
No.
Really? All right.
Yes.
I got a hot date tonight. I've been sort of dating this girl.
Yeah, let's talk about you now.
Who's your hot date tonight?
I met this girl. She's super, super chill. She's an ex-athlete, UCLA water polo and swimming. She's got a full-time job and she got a great body. And
I don't know if a lot of people like know anything about water polo, but that's a tough-ass sport.
It is really hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
she could probably kick your ass.
Yeah.
That's exactly where you go with this.
Exactly.
Fighting her.
Big John used to play water polo. He said in college or I think it was college or high school, he told me. And he was like, yeah, above the water, like it's all fun and games. But he's like below the water. He's like, shit's going down. Like you have no idea what's going on down there. Like you get kneed, kicked, like.
Really?
Each other up. Yeah. While trying to stay afloat the whole time.
But is it neat in the water? So isn't it kind of less painful?
I don't know. Let me knee you in water. You tell me.
While you're trying to
I'm not going in water. That's the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm not going in water with you so you can knee me, Vince. I appreciate that, though.
That was a test, and you passed.
That's a good way to get out of that. Now, all right. So we got to call Hector Lombard right now. When we come back, we are going to talk about the fights. You watched UFC on Fox?
I saw highlighted clips.
Awesome. We're going to talk about Luke Rockhold and Jacare and Cub Swanson and Pat Cummings and Felice versus PVZ and a couple other things as well. And the fight's coming up this week, UFC 146. We're going to make predictions.
That's a Demetrius card, right?
Demetrius card. First, we're going to talk to Hector Lombard. I just want to say that our first phone call is brought to you by Amber Leroy, Sports. Amber Leroy. Vince, you're Mexican, right? Are you Mexican?
No, you son of a bitch.
Okay, well, listen, I just want to say that they started making their Leroy.
Can I have a tan around here?
Gauze in 1937. Yes. Now, I'm telling you, if you need hand wraps, which I know you do, we actually have a box for you, Vince.
Oh, do you?
We have a box of hand wraps for you. Go to AmberLeroy.com for the best hand wraps, best gauze tape, best bandages, AmberLeroy.com. We're going to call Hector Lombard right now. Thank you for listening to our show.
Hello?
Hector Lombard.
Hey, brother.
How's it going, man?
Hey, good. How's it going, Mike?
It's good. It's good. It's good to hear you. You're on the podcast. It's me, Marina Shafir.
What's up?
A fellow judo black belt.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
And Vince Pichel.
What's up, man?
Beautiful.
Good. Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, man. Good to hear your voice. How's everything going, man?
Oh, thanks, Mike. Everything's going well. And I like it that way. You know, I'm a little bit off the media at the moment, but you know, never forget about you.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. No, are you kidding me? I wear your show weather sweatshirt. I got your T-shirt, man. That was awesome meeting you in Vegas that week. I gotta ask you, man. Like, what the hell happened?
With the situation.
Yeah.
I took a pill, and you know, actually it was a pill that I have some prohibited substance in it, and I didn't know about it, but it's a learning experience for me, and should not trust anyone, and you live and learn.
Yeah, no, you showed me the text messages. I mean, it's exactly what happened. This girl sent you the thing and said, hey, take this, you'll like feel better. You like take it, and then she comes back and says, oh, by the way, you know, these enzymes can turn into testosterone if they're over the counter for a couple of weeks. I mean, it was such bullshit. I feel like you got kind of hoodwinked here.
Yeah, I mean, I think she probably set me up. But it is what it is. It's no time to go back. You know what really happened. There's a lot of people that are never going to believe me anyway. I'm not going to even make comments about it, but, you know what really happened. She gave me those pills, and then, you know, when everything, went down the hill, she was giving an explanation and stuff like that. With, for real, you told me those pills were not true. Just, you know, for the feel better.
Yeah, no, I honestly, like when I heard the story, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to think. And then when you showed me those text messages, I was like, everything you're saying is valid. It was ridiculous. And now this was this girl that was a bodybuilder, right? She's a bodybuilder, and
She used to lift weights on the Olympic Games, something like that. I don't know.
So she used it to lose weight?
No, she used to lift weights.
Oh.
She was like a powerlifter.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she was a powerlifter, like lifting weights. But no, as a bodybuilder, as a competition.
Right.
As a competitor. Yeah.
So what, she gave this to you after weigh-ins because you were feeling like a little sick? From cutting weight and stuff? Is that what happened? And then?
Yeah.
No, that sucks. So now this cost you had to give up $53,000, your win bonus, an extra $17,000, and you got fined a year. Now,
the whole thing is like $71,000.
$71,000 because of some... Because you took something that, and now this is the first time you've ever tested positive in what, like 30 something fights. I mean, you've never had this kind of stuff happen before.
Right.
Damn. So now I heard, what are you doing until like, as far as like your free time? Are you still sparring? Are you training? Are you getting better? How are you spending your days?
Yeah, I decided to go back and do judo, kind of do grappling competitions. I decided to stay busy. I mean, like, I know, like, yeah, it's gonna go fly, kind of go by quick.
Yeah.
And be ready. I mean.
Yeah, because you're right there, man. You were supposed to fight Rory McDonald. I mean, you're right there.
Yeah. This is like really pissing me off. Like, the biggest fight of my life. You know what I mean? I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait for the opportunity. you know, I let my fans down and a lot of people.
Well, I mean, you'll come back, man. I mean, you'll come. I mean, right now, it seems like no one can touch you. I mean, you've just been running through everybody.
Yeah, you're a beast, man.
So, I mean, you know, maybe a year off, you know, you kind of can refocus, get all the people out of your life that shouldn't be there anyway, you know?
It's a lot of people think that, I have a song years on me, but I feel great, man. I feel stronger than ever. You know, my reflex be there, and I have a lot of fights, but I never go hurt in any of my fights. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what really put years on your career. You know,
right?
When you get beat up in your fight, that's what really make you an older fighter. But
do you still have that same girlfriend that I met?
You knew it was coming up.
Why do you always ask me?
No, I met that girl that I met. She was beautiful, the blonde girl. You were with her at weigh-ins. It seemed like she was taking care of you. Are you still with that girl?
We have some situations, but we hang in there, Mike.
It's a touchy subject.
Right. Well, no, because I know last time you came on the show, last time you said that nobody in your camp can touch you, and nobody in the UFC can pull more girls than you. That's what you told us. And then you said you go on the beach, you take off your shirt, and the women just flock. Like, is that still?
I can tell you one thing. I have a good game. I have a good game, and I don't try to trash talk anyone when I'm on a mission for it. I just, it just come natural.
Right.
It's the accent.
Natural, man. Yeah, probably. But you can be an ugly ass and thinking that because you're acting, you're going to pull up some chicks, eh?
Right.
I have a question for you. Like, I'm a big fan of yours, and your physique, you're just freakish. Like, you're just so monstrous. It's almost scary to see you next to, like, another guy and you hurting this person because you're just so freakishly, like, strong and just beastly looking. How much were people, like, harassing you about you, like, possibly doing steroids before and, like, now that, you know, that test came up? Are people, like, really starting to just kind of take it to you as far as, you know, failing that test and because of that?
Well, you know, that's, like, kind of like a drink I threw for a lot of guys, I mean, for a lot of people, they should say, oh, yeah, finally, you see, guys. But you're a fighter, and you see, like, there's a lot of people, they don't even look like they are fighters. They look fat and ugly.
Yeah. Come on, don't be mean to Roy Nelson. He's a good fighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think that have to do with none of that. I mean, like, if you see all the Olympic athletes, you know, the runners or the Cuban athletes or the wrestlers, they all in good shape.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
are you going to train now for the Olympics in judo?
I don't know about that, but I do want to compete a lot, and I do want to prove that I don't need none of that to compete, to be a champion. I don't need none of that, mate.
Right. Oh, by the way, what do you think about the whole Cuba thing now? How Cuba's off our people we don't like list, and now you could go back to Cuba and travel. I mean, is that are you happy about that? Is that good for you?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that, you know, there's a lot of people gonna benefit from that. And it's time for to open up, and it's time for the Cuban people to give them opportunities and let them to live the same life that we all live. You know what I mean? Like with chances, and you know, because you know, living in Cuba is the worst, man. I'm telling you, like, it's so poor and it's so close to America, like. I never understood why, you know, you have to be that way, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm pretty happy right now, you know what I mean? I mean, like, couldn't be happier.
You sound very happy, man. This is like, this is the happiest I think we've heard you. It sounds like you got...
I'm calm, and I always trust myself, and, I believe that good things gonna happen at one point.
Now, what do you think about the whole new? It is going to happen. The Ultimate Fighter now with the Black Zillions versus American Top Team.
Oh man, that's insane, man. That's I was there, and the rivalry between those teams, and it's just amazing, man. I mean, like it was. You had to be there to see, that feeling, man. I mean, it was intense. I'm telling you, it was intense.
Now, a couple. Why are you laughing?
No, it was funny.
Now, a couple other things. So, I remember last time.
Let me ask you. What is she laughing at?
Yeah, why are you laughing?
No, it's just funny.
Why are you laughing, Marina?
It's just funny. I'm sorry.
You know, Marina. Hector. Marina is a second degree black belt in judo, just like yourself.
I know. I mean. I think she's gonna be like a future superstar. I mean, she's beautiful. She got good skills. She got good boxing. Let me ask you, why you haven't been in the UFC yet? You should be there.
I fight at 145 pounds.
They should open up that way for you.
They only have 35 and under, huh?
Yeah,
35 and 50.
Eventually, I know it's gonna happen. I'm not pushing for anything. I'm liking how things are kind of just happening organically, and that's when the best things happen, is when you're not rushing anything. So
what I'm saying, I really would love to see you fight Cyborg.
You and a lot of other people.
You know what I mean? Like I think like you will win that fight.
Thank you. And, I do too.
You know, I mean, like, you kind of like Ronda Rousey, Ronda Rousey, she's beautiful. She got a good sense of humor. And she comes from judo and stuff like that, which is, you have all that too, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? So, I think like there's a lot of money for the UFC to be made, you know, out of you.
Yeah. It's just that the division at 45 isn't big enough, and it's not promoted very well either, I guess. So that's what I'm going to be – my goal when I start fighting for Invicta is going to be promoting it the way that it needs to be promoted.
So, Hector,
yeah,
how's –
still new too, so.
Yeah.
Hector, how's Yoel doing?
He's doing great. He's mentally strong. Which is like the main thing, you know, for an athlete, you know, especially when you know with, you know, whether it's injuries or whether you know personal.
Yeah, personal no, yeah. What? How come?
Yeah,
he,
what injury did
what
he
happened? How can he? How can he pulled out of the Jacare fight?
He's injured.
Okay, like his shoulder, back.
Yeah. What did he injure?
No, the knee.
Knee. His knee injured. Knee.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, I mean, he's Yoel is one of the best wrestlers like ever being in the UFC. He beat Kale Sanderson like three times or something.
Damn, really?
Yeah. So, which is insane.
Yeah, he's a real deal. I really was looking forward to that fight, man. I really want to see that fight, and hopefully, it's gonna happen at one point. Hey, what about you?
That is a monster.
I would love to see that fight. I mean, yeah, I was hoping to see that fight. Yoel, I mean, it's like, it's almost like, I feel bad in some ways. I feel like he kind of got a late start. He's only been doing MMA for like 3 years. Imagine if he started when he was like 20. But he's just,
how old is he now?
He's like 38, I think.
Oh, damn, he's that old.
Or maybe
old.
But he's got so much power.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that is a beast. He's huge, too.
Yeah, it's another thing. Like, he's a younger fighter, which means like, He hasn't got any, really hard punishment.
Right.
You know, his career yet, and and that's what keeps him strong, you know.
Right. So
you know, when you go through what Shogun, for example, being through, you know, even that he's younger, you know, he is an older fighter because
Yeah, it's like when I watched Jim, they said Jim Miller was 31 years old. I was like, he's 31, but he's been through like so many wars, you know, versus a Yoel who's only had like 6 fights or something. Now, now, Hector, what do you think about Ben Askren fighting at 1FC next week? I know you're looking forward to watching that, right?
I don't really care about anything, to be honest. I mean, it's so boring. Best of luck to those two.
What about Bisping versus Dalloway next week?
Bisping, I think he's gonna lose, eh?
You think CB's gonna beat him?
I think so. I mean, I don't think that he has a wrestling background.
Yeah,
and that's Bisping's Achilles heel.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting fight though, because Dalloway, I feel like Dalloway, he gets to a certain point, but he folds in the big, big fights, you know? Bisping, it's a weird fight. I don't know who's going to win that fight.
I think if Bisping can make him wear himself out trying to take him down and keep getting back up, Bisping can end up knocking him out and finishing him.
Yeah, but I think
if CB Dalloway just lays on him, gets him pregnant, it's going to be a stupid, boring-ass fight like it usually is with him.
Right.
There's going to be a baby.
Right.
I hope that win that fight. So that's my opinion.
So Hector, so you're gonna take a year off. Robbie's gonna fight. Robbie's fighting Rory. Obviously, you like Robbie in that fight, right?
Yeah, well, Robbie's my boy. He's a good guy. He's a good person, man. I love that kid, man.
Yeah. So then, where do you fit in? Like, who do you want your comeback fight to be against?
Whoever.
I know, shit, that's a year from now, man. Things are going to change so much.
I never chose an opponent, Mike. Whoever they put in front of me, I'll fight.
Yeah, but it's always funny when I go, what about, Hector's like such a good friend of the show, but I'll be like, what about this guy? I take him. What about this guy? I take him. What about this guy? I take him. It's always funny. It's always funny to see Hector get angry about Ben Askren or about, by the way, your boy Adrian Broner got a DUI last week.
Oh, shitty.
Piece of trash.
He's a what?
Piece of
Adrian
trash.
Broner?
Yeah, he got a piece of. Yeah, he got a DUI last week, and then he said the cop was like, he was so drunk, and he's like, I don't care, I'm rich and I'm famous. And that's what he told the cop.
He said that to the cop.
Yeah, and they have it on camera.
Fucking guy must have told
him to Google him. Like if the cop cares about it, you gotta get a ticket. That's what I care about. I'm gonna give you a ticket.
Exactly.
Did you see that video of the lady freaking out at the parking attendant?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're too
The lady from ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. Erin, whatever her name is.
I just would love to see Adrian Broner fighting MMA fight. Just one fight. To see him get his ass whooped. Because he talks so much trash about MMA fighters. You know, I hate that. I hate that from him, man. I mean, to be honest, I hate that from any boxer that talks trash about an MMA fighter because, you know, they've never been there.
Yeah.
And, our sport is the strongest.
Tyson Fury said he could beat Cain Velasquez. I was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is that you can talk, but, you know, back it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I never see any boxer beat any MMA fighter. Even when the UFC started, like UFC back in the days, like 1 and 2 and 3 or whatever, they never won.
Right.
Oh yeah. Who was the guy that wore one glove? The boxer,
Art Jimmerson. Yeah. So what do you think about Ronda Rousey versus Mayweather in a fight?
Oh, hold on a second, because this guy is a boxer, right? I have a boxer next to my right.
Right.
He says that a boxer can beat an MMA fighter.
I'm telling you, there has been a boxer, a championship fighter.
Who?
What?
Who's that guy?
Early UFC.
What are you talking about?
Early UFC.
What are you talking about?
Early
UFC. You get beat up.
Just push that guy away.
Who is that guy?
What's up?
Yeah, his name is Zaya Davis.
Zaya Davis in the house.
First of all, he's
delusional
a boxer.
Boxer.
And I beat him in boxing. I whoop his ass in boxing. I whoop you in boxing. Yeah, definitely. Where you going?
come back to my. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll be you, Booksy. You know, this guy, you know, one day he's
his friend's quiet
he's
now.
Right. This guy's a boxer. He's a professional boxer. He, you know, he's got about 30 fights in boxing.
Di and Davis? His name is Di Davis?
Yeah, his name is Di Davis, okay? I've been him in boxing. He knows that. I'm faster than him. I'm quicker than him. But one day he tried. One day he tried to, you know, kind of like jump in my sport.
Right.
I swear to God, Mike. I swear to God. Hold on a second, Mike. I'm talking, Mike. He said, wait, shut up, bro. There is a coach at my gym. His name is Paumpa.
Paumpa.
The guy is at 135 pounds.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Right.
So many him about 20 times in less than a minute.
Paumpa submitted Ty Davis.
Yeah, his father is Howard Davis.
Oh, Howard Davis, his son. Oh, Howard Davis is a great boxer. He's an Olympic boxer, Howard Davis. Right, he's your coach.
Still get his ass kicked in an MMA fight.
All right, so Howard Davis. All right, so Hector Lombard is going to fight Howard Davis' son on the next podcast.
Nah, bro, man, listen. It's an easy fight. I don't want an easy fight. I want a hard fight, Mike. That's an easy fight.
That's an easy fight. All right. What about Howard Davis and Josh Barnett against Hector Lombard?
No, I'll be Josh Barnett. I want to fight Josh Barnett in a grappling tournament.
All right. Tell Josh.
There is a tournament. There is some grappling tournament. I'm hoping for that.
They used to train together.
I know. They got to a huge fight. They talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell.
All right. So Josh.
I want to compete against Josh Barnett in a Metamorris fight.
All right. Well, okay. Hector Lombard versus Josh Barnett, Metamorris fight. You heard it here first on the MMA Roasted podcast. Tweet it out. Underground.
Put it
on blast. Yeah. But Hector, doesn't he outweigh you by like 100 pounds?
No matter. I reckon that I'm beating.
All right.
What would he say?
I reckon that I'm submitting.
He's going to submit him.
This is one thing that really pisses me off, Mike. I mean, like, if Adrian Broner is such a good a fighter and MMA fighters are such easy, why he doesn't jump in MMA?
He would get his ass kicked. Adrian Broner knows that. You know, everybody knows that. So listen, Hector, I think Marina's texting Josh right now.
I'd like to see Hector fight DC too. That'd be a nice little.
All right, we are waiting Josh's Josh's text.
Josh is always super late on the text.
On the Metamorris, but Hector, listen, it has been a pleasure to have you back on the show. you are the best. You are the best.
You are the.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And I can't wait to see you back in the octagon. No more taking pills from crazy ladies.
Yeah, fuck those bitches.
No more bodybuilding ladies.
You shouldn't take pills from any girl, actually.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah, keep.
No more. Unless it's vitamin C.
All right. Thanks a lot, Hector.
I got my experience. Give me a bad taste.
Yeah, exactly. Hector, you're the best. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. All right, that was Hector Lombard.
That escalated quickly.
That was fucking awesome.
He's fighting with Howard Davis's son.
Hey,
it sounded like they were like in a car just like talking shit to each other.
Did you hear what was going on?
For the most part.
Oh, it was insane.
That's the job of mine. In the best way.
All right, so fights last week. Luke Rockhold, by the way, looked amazing.
Really good.
He always does. That dude's...
The only tough fight he's ever not looked amazing one was that when he fought TRT... Vitor in Brazil, and Vitor hit him with that head kick.
Oh, yeah.
Rockhold is, I mean, so what should happen? Because Jacare looked amazing too. Obviously, that Chris Camozzi fight was kind of dumb. It was like no one wanted to step up to fight Jacare on a week notice except for Chris Camozzi, who now has a 4-fight contract, which is great for him. I mean, look, it's a win-win for Chris. Yeah. If he loses to the best guy. But I talked to Chris. He was kind of embarrassed afterwards. I said, listen, man, you got paid. You're back in the UFC. You're not fighting on these regional promotions. Not doing anything wrong with that, okay? But he's back on the big show.
Yep.
Didn't get hurt. I mean, maybe got embarrassed.
Yeah, but I mean, for him, I mean, that was honestly like a lose-lose for him. I mean, a win-win for him. Like, there's no way he could have lost that. Even if he lost a fight, I mean, that's still good. Yeah, it's still a good experience for him, and it's still getting him out there.
At the same time, you know, you probably want to be, if you're in the UFC, you want to be the best, right? I mean, you don't want to get out.
Yeah, but it's not like, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but it's not like boxing where if you get one loss, you're basically screwed out of your career now, you know?
Plus, you took the fight on like 1 week notice.
Yeah.
And
it actually makes you look like a badass.
Yeah, who else is going to do that against Jacare? I mean.
Exactly.
So now, what should happen? Do we want to see, because look, so let's say Weidman beats Belfort, right? Which is an if, because we don't know how Vitor is going to look off TRT. But let's say Weidman does. Should Jacare fight Rockhold and then the winner fight Weidman? Or because that'll be a rematch from their Strikeforce fight, which is very close.
I think it depends on how Vitor and Weidman's fight goes. But I think Rockhold should definitely get a title shot.
Before Jacare? Based on competition. Right.
Yeah.
If it's gonna be based on competition, then he's got to go through everybody. Cause like Dana said, like there's a few people that are up there.
There's a shot
at Weidman, so they should brawl it out. Sorry. Yeah.
And there's a top 10 for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And a lot of guys are fighting two of the top 10 guys.
This is honestly, like this is the part that's like super entertaining, as you watch everybody kind of fucking clawed out for that top spot.
And you know what? But I think that Jacare presents a bigger problem to Weidman than Rockhold does in some ways.
Why do you say that?
Just because his ground game. Not that Rockhold doesn't have a good ground game, but it looks like Jacare's ground game is deadly.
Yeah, but Weidman's wrestling is...
His wrestling is good. And
he's a really good wrestler. Like I think he's super underrated with his wrestling. And I think Jacare would have a really hard time keeping him down. Getting him down.
Yeah. Getting him down. If he keeps a standing... but Jacare's, I mean, knocked out Derek Brunson. I mean, you look at the guys, he's just been running through people. That's why I so wanted to see the Yoel Romero fight, because that would have been a big test. And that would have been a big, I would assume that Jacare would win that fight based on Yoel's performances against Derek Brunson and Tim Kennedy, because he showed like a lot of holes and gassed out a little bit and this and that. But Yoel Romero hits he hits like a truck too.
And that dude's huge for the weight class. Like I fought on a card with him, and he like I honestly was like, how the fuck did that guy make weight? He's so big, it's stupid.
What card did you fight on?
It was the one in Georgia.
Oh, nice.
When Dillashaw beat Brow.
Right. Mm. Right. Oh, you were on that card?
73. Oh, no, was that
73? Oh, yeah. That was a great card.
That's a long time. I don't even know which one that was.
You don't even know? What are you doing right now, by the way? Are you texting chicks? What's going on?
No, I'm reading. I'm educating myself right now so that you can't pull a fast one on me.
Oh, I'm not pulling up. You guys think I pull fast ones on you. All right, so.
You're quick, though. You got to be a step ahead. You guys be a step ahead.
I love it. Somebody said that, by the way, Mars Hearns, I told him I'd give him a shout out, at Mard Hearns. He's this kid that wants to be a comic, and I'm trying to tell him, like, he writes some of the funniest tweets. And I'm like, dude, you should. And he's like, I want to be a comic. I'm like, just do it. So
just
see,
do it.
Well, the thing is like, it's like anything else. It's like people say, I want to be in the UFC. Well, you can't be in the UFC without going to a gym, and you can't be, and you can't be a comic without going on open mic.
The leap of faith is the scariest thing.
You have to try it. I told him, I go, just do it. If you think about it too much, you're never gonna have the perfect set. First one out. You're never going to start. I don't know anybody's in a black belt their first class. I don't think that really exists. So anyway, Mars Hearns had a funny joke, though. He said that Jacare versus Camozzi 2 is sponsored by Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Because both are sequels that no one asked for.
I see that.
That was him.
That was a good one.
I thought it was great. I DM'd him, like, okay, use that. He goes, hell yeah. So I was like, that was funny. Yeah, that was like, this kid's funny. And he goes, you could use that joke, but give me a shout out on the show. So I said,
boom.
Like, there you go, buddy. All right.
That
now, Cub Swanson versus Holloway. Yeah, I
expect that to go that way.
No,
really?
I did not either.
Did not expect it to go that
way. I thought it was going to be a battle.
Like
for to the end. I thought that it was going to, I really believed that it was going to go to decision. I didn't think it was going to be like that at all.
Well, Cub broke his hand and his jaw, I think, in the first. Which you break your hand and your jaw in the first round, it's got to be tough to finish a fight, right? Or to even continue in a fight.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, technically, wouldn't it be Holloway that broke his jaw and maybe he broke his own hand? There's a lot of circumstances in fights a lot of people don't know, but I mean, when you're fighting, you have a choice to either like just cruise by or say fuck it and still fight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever fought with a broken hand?
No. The worst I've had was my last fight when I had double vision fighting in Jaquani.
And you fought the broken hammer, Arena?
Scary.
Mm-mm. I wonder, like, sometimes people say, like, you could still punch, it doesn't hurt as much. Other people say...
Yeah, it's kind of like when your adrenaline's going, you probably honestly don't realize it, but then when it starts really hurting you, then it does. Like, when I fought Alan, the Ultimate Fighter, I had a really bad fracture in my left shin, and he threw a leg kick and fucking, like, really hurt me bad. Like, I could barely stand up still. And I remember, like, telling Dominic Cruz about it, like, dude, my shit was so messed up. And he's like, dude, and he's showing me the video. He's like, you threw, like, six kicks with that leg, like, hard. And I was like, maybe I was just pissed off at it and, like, threw it. Was like, fuck you, break. I don't care. Like,
did you realize Al was going to be as good as he was back on the show?
No. I thought he was going to try to slug it out with me.
I'm saying, do you think, like, once his career started the UFC, did you realize he was going to be a... Bless you, by the way.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, Al is a really good technical fighter. And I knew that. When I was fighting him, I didn't think he was going to come at me like that. I thought it was just going to be like a tough man competition. But he that's when I realized his technique and how good he was at his skills because of the things that he was throwing.
Plus, he's a wrestler. I mean, I think he was a All-American, maybe. I think he did really well. I mean, he was like placed in the States in New York, which is really hard to do.
Yeah, his wrestling's okay. I think he really needs to work on jits because every time I've seen like him in trouble, it's always jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Mitch Clark submitted him from the... I mean, that was a crazy submission.
And Al was up against the fence, you know, in where he was, but he still had an out. But, you know what I mean? That's just lack of experience being in a situation like that.
Yeah. So Holloway, which is great. I actually tweeted out that his parents were so happy that they raised his allowance. And
How old is he? He's like 23?
He's like 23. And then his wife retweeted it.
He has like a family.
Yeah.
His wife retweeted it, which I thought was really funny. But that's the thing also.
Was that a proud moment for you?
Yeah, I love it when I get family members retweeting the jokes I make about the family. That makes me really happy, actually.
And it's like, oh, shit, they don't hate me.
Well, not like that, but it's just cute. It's like, oh, it's funny. He made fun of my husband or my son or whatever. But the thing about Al, I think about Holloway, people don't realize that, he's 23 or 24. He came into the UFC at 20. And I remember, like, he was having some issues with his wife, and he tweeted it out, and they got a divorce, and then they stayed together. But all that stuff is expected, you'd expect from a 20-year-old couple. And so all that mentally, like, he's growing physically as a fighter, but also he's becoming a man, you know, and I think that's also helping him, is that people sometimes don't realize how much of that other shit plays into fights, and especially with, like, sometimes with girls, because girls are more dramatic than men anyway. I mean, the ones that I date, at least. Girls start, like, for example...
You're about to get a jab right now.
Like that girl, like bad mofo JoJo, right, which she tweets out. Think girls are more dramatic than men, really?
I'm just waiting for you to finish.
Yeah, she just wants you to dig yourself deeper so she can punch you.
If I had a nickel for every time a girl said, I'm waiting for you to finish.
Can you just finish? just finish and go?
Finish so I can get on. Could you please leave
the
room?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Can you please leave the room so I can masturbate and get myself off?
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. Anyway. But I'm saying he's become more of a mature person than Max Holloway. And looks are priceless. Why are you looking? You're telling me that you're not a kind of a basket case when it comes to relationships. I know you are.
I'm actually very chill.
Yeah, but there are times.
I'm very fucking chill. Very chill.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for playing along. Listen, now, Pat Cummings versus OSP. That fight, that was a shocker to me because I thought.
He got counterpunched, like, on his ass.
Yeah, he got uppercut, didn't see the punch coming. He was out quick, but he was winning the fight before that. Pat was looking really good. Anyone could get caught. And I think that if...
I feel like I'm kind of confusing him. Is he the guy that worked at Starbucks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He should have lost that fight as far as I'm concerned.
Why? Because he worked at Starbucks?
No, I mean, like, he's a good wrestler, but, like, other than that, he's garbage. Like,
garbage? Everyone that trains with him over at Reign swears this guy is the next big thing. People were picking him over Daniel Cormier off zero, his training partners. I mean, Jake Ellenberger here was like, dude, Pat can win this. Like, Pat's going to win this.
I'm sure he has. I'm sure he's like a beast. And I mean, he's a really good wrestler. Like, you know, everyone knows that. But I mean, what I've seen from, like, his hands and anything else, like, he's green still. Like, I feel like he should still be fighting amateur a little bit till his hands get better to knock someone out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he can knock someone out.
But a lot of guys, I mean, look at Ben Askren. I mean, Askren's kind of learned on the trade. I mean, his first 10 fights, I don't think he even threw a punch. He just took you down, and now he's got, looks like he's got great hands. I mean, or better. I mean, he, according to Rufus and these guys.
But how long since, or is this time frame, though?
And also, he's not in the UFC. He was fighting guys that weren't as good. I mean, look.
But
I
he
mean,
still sticks to his gun, which is his grappling.
His grappling.
That's what he's known for. That's where his strengths are.
Pat Cummings is in an interesting position because he literally was like, I'll fight Daniel Cormier on 4 days notice. And then, you're right. Like, he didn't have
Should
that.
I would, too.
Right, but now he's in the UFC. I mean, he beat the guy that beat Luke Barnett. He won his last three fights. He's looking really good, actually. People were calling him Chael 2.0. The thing is, OSP hits like a fucking
yeah,
truck.
I mean, now you're making me feel bad, like I'm tearing him down. But I just think that he was severely overmatched with
OSP, really?
Yeah, OSP. I think he was severely overmatched.
Brendan Schaub bet $1,000 on him, right?
He lost $1,000 and I lost $200.
On Cummings.
Yeah, I'm telling you, OSP's weak, because the thing is, look, you look at the fight, you look at Bader versus OSP. Bader took OSP down 10,000 times in that fight. I mean, he took him down like 20 times. So you look at a guy that might be tailor-made for a guy like Pat Cummings.
But don't you think that OSP worked on that after that fight and learned his lesson?
Yes, but you're talking about a guy who took second in the country in the NCAAs, and you're talking about a 6 month. You could take anybody for 6 months. When you're fighting a guy at that high level of wrestler, I don't care who you are. It's hard. I mean,
You're right. It is, but it's an MMA fight. Anything can happen.
And that's what happened. Like, he got knocked out and he got put on his ass. And it sort of happened. You know, he actually tweeted out, like, I've been down, but hey, he wrote, I took a hard shot to my pride. Sometimes shit happens. I've been down before, but I always come back. Congrats, OSP.
Yeah, and he's got that wrestler mentality, so he'll come back stronger than ever. And you know, it, maybe that'll be the drive that pushes him. But like, I just think that he wasn't ready for anything like that yet. I think he should have hung back a little bit before he tries to go after like guys like him. You know what I mean? Like dangerous guys like that.
I understand. No, look, I mean, look, what you're saying actually happened. So it's not like this didn't. This is a morning after. But I honestly would have been in Evan's corner. I would have put money on Pat Cummings on this fight. You know, bet shit happens. Now Felice versus Paige VanZant. That is the fight that we need to talk about. If you need to talk about someone who needs to work on their wrestling, look,
the stats on that fight are so ridiculous compared to all the other fights too. Like, I think Paige landed like 200, almost 200 punches, something like that in that fight, and every other fight was like double digits, like thrown total.
But to Felice's credit, she had the fight almost won in the first minute. I mean, she had Paige VanZant's back.
Yeah,
she had her.
She almost armbarred.
She had her arm almost armbarred her. It seems like those scrambles. She kept getting the takedown and then getting reversed. Like, if anybody needs to work on their wrestling, Felice, because I'm not really sold on Paige VanZant yet, as far as being everyone saying.
She's definitely tough and has heart.
Tough, yeah. And
she's
has heart.
Definitely tough and she has heart, and she really enjoys the brawl, and like, you can see that in her performance.
And
that's entertaining. So when that's entertaining, you don't really need the most technical fighter. You know what I mean? And she's that.
But they put her against Carla Esparza.
Yeah.
She's getting taken down.
Absolutely.
And choked out.
Absolutely.
They put her against...
Yeah, but she's an alpha male now, training with you know, all those guys. So, you know, her wrestling is going to get better because she's got, you know, she's training with Yara Faber. What's his name? A little juggernaut dude. I can't remember his name. Lance.
You got to understand, though, wrestling with chicks and wrestling with men are two completely different things.
Yeah.
I've done judo with a lot of men. Like, small... big, my size, it's completely different. Well, the way women move and the way that their hips work in judo or wrestling, it's just different. So I hope Paige is getting a lot of work with a lot of females over there that are decent wrestlers, because that's what's going to matter.
But are there, yeah. are there?
I don't even know if there's female wrestlers.
Decent wrestlers
exactly.
over there?
Exactly.
I don't even
she
know if there's females over there besides her.
That's exactly what she needs. That's exactly what she needs.
Because I think... striking wise too. I mean, if she goes up against
she's going to fight Carla, because they're both they're both on their way up for that number one contender spot.
Yeah,
and I think that won't end well for Paige VanZant. But
if she doesn't prepare,
Right. But if she goes up against a Claudia or against a Joanna Jędrzejczyk, like that's gonna not gonna end well either, right? Of right now,
because her striking also is not at that level. Joanna is an experienced Muay Thai fighter who's got. Her fighting experience is in the double digits.
She's dangerous.
And she knows a pace. Like, when a fighter knows how to set and keep a pace, that's dangerous.
But, so, do you guys think that Paige looked that good or Felice looked that bad?
It could be both.
Or was it a combination?
I'm not going to say either one looked bad. I'm just going to say that Paige just wanted it more, and that's why in the beginning part when they're scrambling and it was just that battle, she wanted it, and you could see that.
I was surprised that Felice didn't use more of her Muay Thai, honestly. Like, bait her in, you know, with the striking, because she's a very accomplished striker, and she should have played that game.
She said that she had she tweeted out that she had an adrenaline dump.
What
afterwards.
Does that mean?
She said, "Sorry, everyone, I felt good. I had a great camp. But just dumped my adrenaline in a second and couldn't recover."
Honestly, I think she just overestimated Paige. I think that's what happened. Underestimated her. I think she didn't. I kind of feel like Felice maybe thought this is going to be kind of an easy fight for her. Not easy, but she had it in the bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely. And then Kevin Lee tweeted, "I don't get what's big of a deal with these girls.
Who cares about that guy?
They're a pair of fours at best." That's what Kevin Lee said. Who cares about? I like Kevin Lee. You know Kevin Lee?
He was trying to talk shit to me on Twitter one time. But,
really?
Yeah, but he's a douchebag, so it didn't really work.
He's a douchebag? Why?
He's trying to talk shit, saying how about like the guys that I fought before the UFC, all the guys I knocked out were like garbage cans or whatever. So I'm like, at least I was knocking them out. You were decisioning them, you fucking pussy. Like, don't try to talk shit to me when you have a shittier record than I do. You know what I mean?
Is he in your, well, 9-1?
We have the same record, but like, I mean, at least I knocked out the nobodies. I knocked out the people I was supposed to knock out instead of letting them get a decision out of me. You know what I mean?
Kevin Lee's pretty good, though.
Yeah, he is. I'll give him that. I'll still knock his ass out.
Oh, all right. Whoa, shots fired. Boom, right here. That might be your comeback fight.
It might be.
That'd be a tough fight, man. You got to work your ass off for that fight.
I don't care about tough fights. Those are my fun ones. Those are the funnest ones.
I love your attitude, man. I love your I would love to see that fight. I'd love to see. Fuck. but yeah, so Paige VanZant. Listen, I'm a Paige VanZant fan. I think she's awesome. People are saying she's going to be bigger than Ronda. I do not see that happening because I just feel like, you know, beating Felice in a fight that you got mounted and you had your back taken. Liz Carmouche took Ronda's back or whatever, but that was one time. I mean, this was Paige VanZant continually put herself in situations where other girls, I think, would have finished it.
Honestly, what Ronda's accomplished, I feel like other girls like trying to chase that or kind of one up her is like almost
stupid.
Like chasing a unicorn. Yeah, it's
dumb.
Like,
but it's great to have
create
that.
Create your own magical fucking character.
Well, she's not.
You
saying
don't
that.
Need to be better than
she's not,
anybody.
Other
else.
People are saying it. She's not saying that. She just said she's saying.
I'm just saying.
She seems like
we're
humble.
In America. We always want to be bigger and better. Like,
I know, but
that's what we're all about.
Yeah, no, like Ron and I talk about this all the time. Actually, like it's really funny. Like she's already so many steps ahead. Just create your own direction.
Yes,
that's all you need to do. It's so simple.
All right.
Yeah. I think Paige would be super popular regardless because she's a super likable person. You know, she's
very
cute.
Marketable.
Yeah, very marketable.
According to what's her name? Who's that? That crazy chick.
Which one?
The Angela Magana.
Oh,
she didn't train very hard for this fight. She was taking shots at the bar and body shots and partying, which sounds kind of like fun, actually. So, Paige, if you're going to do that, call me.
Okay, that means you just
I will
think
sponsor
something.
Your camp.
Body shots off Paige training camp sounds fucking amazing.
By
the
way,
it's like,
too.
Hey, girl, you need help
too.
With the weight cut? I'm there.
Magana and Rowdy Beck want to come on the podcast together, but they want to come on. They only do Sundays. We don't do Sundays.
That's, we don't do Sundays.
Right, Evan? Can we come here on a Sunday or no?
No.
All right.
I was like, nah.
I love your answer.
Nothing.
No, that's
my recovery day now.
Yeah.
But I would love to have Magana and Rowdy Beck on the thing. They're fun. Magana, I think a lot of it is because she seems like a pretty cool girl. I think a lot of it is just like a character she created to try to get attention. And now, I don't think she's as psycho as she's, you know, she is psycho. All right, cool. Eddie Truck Gordon lost. It was a bad night for the Ultimate Fighter winners because Corey Anderson lost to Gian Vellante, and he actually got like six teeth knocked in. He has to get six teeth fixed.
His bottom row?
Yeah, his whole bottom row got knocked in. And, you know, leg kicks. He wasn't checking any kicks. He was just getting kicked and kicked. To the point where I said he must always pay cash and credit because he believes in checks. but so this kid, and I thought, you know, I'm happy for Gian Vellante because there's a guy, you mention his name, all you say is he hears he's Chris Weidman's best friend. He's Chris Weidman's best friend. But you don't, he doesn't really have like a, no one ever talks about this guy other than
it's kind of messed up, huh?
It's sort of, you know, oh, that's Chris Weidman's training partner. So it's nice to see him like go out there and show why he's in the UFC.
And why
you probably get a shit ton of that too, huh?
All
being
the time.
How's his training partner?
I thought about it. I don't want to say it, but yeah.
All the time. that's just the chick that just, yeah.
Dude, his face was a fucking mess after that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Who?
Johns.
Yeah.
I ran into him in the tunnel, and he was just—he looked like he got hit by a baseball bat. Right
Jesus.
He was stoked as shit, though.
Oh yeah, no, I was happy for him. Lauren Murphy, by the way. So I like Lauren Murphy. Before we get to John Dodson, and then cover our picks for 186, Lauren Murphy wrote a poem to Sean. To Sean Shelby. Did you hear about that?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Sean, I witnessed Sean read it to Dana.
Oh, really?
At the New York fight.
And then what did Dana laugh?
He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, you know Dana probably laughed.
Well, you know what? Look, Lauren Murphy, I thought, arguably beat Sarah McMahon and arguably beat Liz Carmouche. I mean, they were very close fights.
Be careful, you're going to spill your shit again.
I was, where?
Behind the lot, there it is.
Okay, so
skinny,
I'm going,
your skinny can there.
I'm going to read the poem. you know what, I like Laura Murphy a lot, and this is a good way to actually get attention. So she goes, so, now I've lost two in a row, frowny face. So has Larissa Pacquiao. Did I say her name?
I don't know.
We were both champs before the UFC, both undefeated until recently. What I would do to get that fight, I post stupid poems on Twitter all night. I'd use an Irish accent to talk trash. I get a shitty tattoo of Johnny Cash. I'd be like Machida and drink my own pee. Ew. I'd get a tiger tattoo on my belly. I would fight her in a box. I would fight her in my socks. I would fight her in Brazil. I would fight her on a hill. Or what about Dude Eva? I'd fight her in Russia. That doesn't rhyme too well, but I don't give a shit.
The best part of this poem is your body language.
No judges this time. They'll have scorecards to spare. I'll be ready, Mr. Shelby, anytime, anywhere.
Oh, that was so good.
Come on, Laura Murphy.
Laura Murphy is the
shit. Dr. Seuss would be proud of that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most creative way to call out people I've ever heard.
Yeah.
What did she post that?
Yeah, she
wants to fight.
Yeah.
She wants to fight.
and she's a good, you know, I think she's a girl that like went to rehab for drugs.
She's got a very interesting story. We almost had her on the show.
We had her on the show.
When?
A
while ago?
A couple months ago. We'll have her back on the show.
Yeah, well, let's get her back.
Next week, by the way, we have Nick Newell coming on.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Yes.
Yay!
That's a good story right there.
We have Nick Newell coming on. Who asked? He goes, "When am I coming back on your fucking show?" That's what he said. Nick Newell, my dad's so funny. Like, you know, I told him to watch Nick Newell's fight. He goes, "This guy's getting outboxed by a guy with one arm." I'm like, "Oh, Dad, this guy's really good." He goes, "But he's got one arm." I go, "No, you don't understand. This guy's really, really good." So Nick Newell is gone as well as Tanya Evinger. So
Evinger.
We have a good show next week. We have a really good show next week. By the way, Greg Wilson, I saw him last night.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to say he apologizes
to
you.
Why?
For insinuating about you and Georgie.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Oh, what? What? Now I want to know.
You know Georgie Karakanyan?
Oh, at the gym?
At the gym.
Mm-hmm.
That with you guys train at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So basically...
He was a guest.
And
he came into studio and we walked in together and fucking Greg is walking behind or in front of us. And he's like, oh, you guys are just like so cute together. Look at you. Oh my God. I trained with him.
The whole podcast. He was insane.
It was just whole fucking time. I'm just sitting here embarrassed.
But Greg said
I'm just getting, like, I just started going to that gym like a few months ago and we're still like, everybody's getting like to know each other. And I'm just
great. Now I'm that girl.
Me.
Now I'm that girl at the gym.
But Greg said in his defense, it was the first time you dressed up and you wore makeup and that you
I wear makeup all the time.
And that was the first time you ever smelled good. So,
whoa.
He said, like, wearing perfume. Like, first time you wore perfume. And, like, so that was Greg's defense. That was.
Can we just end the show now?
We're going to talk to John Dodson.
Okay. Maria doesn't want to play anymore.
I don't want to play anymore.
Come on.
I don't want to play anymore.
What, really?
I don't want to play anymore.
Oh, God. You're such a baby. So you always want to play, and then all of a sudden you start losing, and you're like, take the ball and leave.
I'm not losing.
You're like, oh, I'm going home, guys. Game's over. But we were just playing the game. So it doesn't matter. I don't want to play anymore. All right. So we're going to call John Dodson. Before we call John Dodson, John Dodson is unstoppable. And you know who else is unstoppable?
Amber Leroy.
Amber Leroy. If you need gauze pads, if you need hand wraps,
he couldn't let go of the accent when he said it.
If you need, because so I kept good. Saying gauze, everyone kept gauze. Saying gauze pads. So if you need compression stuff, I'm telling you. If you need hand wraps, you got to go to AmberLeroy.com.
Amber Leroy.
I use it all the time when I work out. I got a torn ACL, and I'm able to work out because of AmberLeroy.com. Trust me. Amber Leroy. So we're going to call the magician, John Dodson.
Hello.
Hey, we are talking with one of my favorite people, one of my favorite fighters. A guy who won the Ultimate Fighter.
Mine too.
He's a beast of a fighter. John, the Magician Dodson, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Good.
What's
you're,
up?
You're,
what's up,
you're here with Vince Pichel and Marina Shafir.
Oh, hello, y'all.
Hello.
Now, by the way, the word is you're going to be a father.
Yes.
Congratulations.
We're having a little girl coming in September.
Yes. Nice.
Wow.
That is amazing, man. Was this the girl that this the girlfriend for a long time, or are you married? What's going on?
I have the girlfriend for a long time, and we're planning on getting married sometime in the future.
So she's the one that I met in Vegas.
Yes.
She's smoking hot, by the way. Jesus, good work.
Oh well, thank you. Because I think she's smoking hot too. She's just keeping telling me that she's not right now. She's keeping telling me she's fat. I'm like, no, babe, that you're pregnant.
So she's upset that she's fat right now.
She keeps on telling me, she's like, I'm fat. I was like, no, you're not, baby. You're pregnant.
Now, by the way, last night I was looking you up. I didn't realize that you're half Filipino.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Half Filipino. And,
I didn't know that either. Yeah,
that always what? Escapes me, that you're half Filipino for some reason. Now, your mom's Filipino and your dad's black?
Yeah, my mom's Filipino and my dad's black.
So did they meet in, like, the military, or?
My mom's grandparent, her grandfather was in the military and brought it over here.
He was right.
See, now leave me alone. My co-hosts are looking at me rolling their eyes because I made some.
I'm not rolling anything.
And that was.
The ceiling is okay, though.
Yeah. It's well taken care of.
Yeah. I always forget. Now, how come you don't actually play up your Filipino heritage? You know, maybe that could be like a big thing for you, right? You think you're kind of missing those Filipino dollars?
I actually do play it up a lot. The truth on my Instagram and when I talk to fans and stuff, they all know that I'm Filipino.
Ah.
We always mostly talk in Tagalog here and there.
But you could be like the...
Pacquiao, so I'm sure they're happy with him.
Yeah, but he's like... But right now in the UFC,
yeah,
there's only like...
Than Pacquiao.
Yeah, you are.
By the way, according to Demetrius Johnson, he could beat he could beat Mayweather in 15 seconds in a fight. How fast would you beat Mayweather? Because we have to keep going with this.
Oh, he got 15, I got 2.
10. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Yeah. You heard it here, guys. This is, okay. So Hector Lombard wants to fight, or wants to go against Josh Barnett and Metamoris, and John Dodson can beat Mayweather in 10 seconds. That's going to be the headline of this
podcast. I would have said 14 just to spite Demetrius.
Nah, go with the 10. This is going to be funny.
Now you're fighting Zach. You're fighting Zach Markowski at 187. Good wrestler. He's a grinder. Good wrestler.
Did you say 187?
Yeah, oh, UFC 187. How are you preparing for this? What's going on? How are you feeling? Talk to us.
I feel good. I'm excited to fight Zach because he was a Bellator champion. He was a champion of RFA. And the thing that's really, really bad about all that is I hope to win those titles.
Oh.
He's a trainer partner and a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Is that awkward for you?
Is that awkward? Nah. But we guys keep up and we'll probably have to fight each other sometime in the future. And we've been training like for that day for us to go ahead and meet in the cage.
That's what I love about the sport is it's like, it's almost like a brotherhood. Like we go in there and we beat the shit out of each other and then we go drink beers afterwards.
Some people are like that. Other people.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Nick Diaz and Nate Diaz are not going out drinking beers with anybody afterwards. It really depends on who. John, I was looking up. So your first fight ever, right? You've been training for 6 months. Okay, Greg Jackson brought you in. You were working at Chuck E. Cheese at the time, but you were a 2-time state champion in New Mexico. So within 6 months of fighting MMA, you fly to Japan and fight the number one flyweight in the world in Yashihiro.
And I won that fight.
Urshatani. That's insane.
I literally thought I won that fight. I didn't know. I didn't have any stand-up in the world ever, and I hit him and he thought, oh my God. Somebody got knocked out by my little hand. And then after that, like, I didn't know there was a standing eight count back then.
Mm.
Like, they had, like, shooto rules. If you knock someone down, they had a standing eight count and they could count. Like,
oh, well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I thought this was more in boxing.
So he's standing up in the eight count. You're like, what the hell's going on? I won?
Well, because I got super excited because I was doing a back flip in the air and the ref pushed me. Because I was all excited I could meet somebody in the ground on the face. I was like, oh, yeah, my knee's going in his face.
But, I mean, you never had a fight before. You never even – and then you agree to fight the number one flyweight in the world. Is anybody telling you, hey, man, this might not be the best idea. Why are you going to Japan? You've never actually fought anyone yet.
I had one amateur fight, and Greg was like, as with that amateur fight, he was like, oh, you're going to go fight in Japan? You're going to go to Japan? He's like, okay, go ahead and do that. Have fun. I was like, cool, you sure? He goes, yeah. You're going to have the best time out there, John. I was like, yes.
Yes.
Now, I mean, go on.
I was like, his confidence like boost me up. I was like, I'm ready for everybody. I can take on the world. 19 years old, going out there just like
I'm gonna have a great time.
Yeah.
Now in like Japan, you're like Shaq, right? I mean, so you must have.
I'm Filipino. I'm short. We're all the same height. We're eye level.
He blends in. He's just a little more tan.
No, I mean, were you just the man though over there? Were Japanese girls flocking to you or what?
No. Well, the funny thing is they put me up in some like hotel, for athletes and stuff. So there's like European dancers and like archery students and Aikido people over there all doing these different things. But they had a school there. So like, everybody would come out of class and they'd see me at tea time and be like, oh, and they talk to each other and then ask me questions. And then they would get outside and like giggle like little schoolgirls. But the guys were doing that too.
That's pretty awesome though, man. I mean, you got balls like I've never seen, man. I truly envy you.
Secrets out.
I actually look up to you, so that which is kind of funny.
I look up to you.
I honestly look up to you. Now your fight against Demetrius Johnson, you drop him twice in the second round. That was a war.
That was a badass fight, by the way.
It was a badass fight.
It was very close going into the fifth round. What do you wish you would have done different? What have you learned from that?
What I learned from it is that I need to keep on being the super aggressive that I normally am. I don't know what happened in that fight. I think I was just so caught up in being in the moment of fighting for the world champion and fighting Demetrius Johnson. I sat there and told Demetrius Johnson that he was one of the guys that I wanted to fight for a long time, and I wanted to make sure that I can get that chance of opportunity, and it was right in front of me. I was like, I didn't realize it was holy cow, I'm here.
Right,
and so I wish I would just kept a punch him.
So you kind of let the moment get. Now you've knocked out the you knocked out T.J. Dillashaw, Finals the Ultimate Fighter. I know you've been very vocal about wanting to get both belts, be the 125 champion and 135. TJ said it was a fluke, right?
Yeah, he said it was a fluke. He said in an interview for like the Q&A for one of the UFCs out in Canada, I believe, and he was sitting there saying that it was a fluke, that I could never touch him again. I was like, wow, if that's true, then give me the opportunity to prove you wrong.
So, telling
everybody, oh, I'm going to have to prove myself at 135. It was such a fluke. Once you want the revenge of the guy that has the only knockout on you.
What do you think would happen if you guys fought again?
I'll probably knock him out faster.
Knock him out faster. Well, so,
yeah, wasn't it I think it was 1:24 seconds. Probably get it in a minute or under a minute.
Dang.
I like it. Shots fired. By the way, there's a video of Andre Arlovsky kicking you're holding the pads.
I tried to find that so I could show Jason Ellison. I can't.
That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
He's holding the pads for Andre Arlovsky, who kicks him, and he goes flying.
Like 10 feet at least.
He must go like.
But he jumped, so like he jumped and then like
I
kicked him.
Well, I jumped. So I jumped up. Everyone thinks I jumped backwards. No, all I did was jump up in the air so we can get some distance on it. Where he launches me, bro.
Yeah. Was that on your Instagram?
No, Andre and John Jones wanted to make this video. And John was like the one who wanted to kick me first. And he kicked me far enough. So Andre's like, watch out. I'll show you how to kick a midget. And I was like, all right, let's do this.
Hold on, I need jumped to find up. This
video. Please don't hurt me.
Andre just launched me.
I was dying when I saw that video.
We'll watch the show. Now, how's
I wish I could like it twice.
By the way, how's Overeem fitting in well with Jackson's?
Surprisingly, he's exactly like how we all thought Overeem was, like a nice genuine dude who just needed some help, like a good place to stay and everything else. Instead of trying to bump egos, like how he's been doing with other gyms lately. He's come out here and he's been pretty much family.
Has he tried to eat you yet? Has he tried to eat you yet?
Nah, but he always laughs at you. He goes, it's funny that I see your face on my body all the time. The only thing I was thinking in my head is like, you've been looking in the mirror? Because I'm asking him, I don't know about this.
By the way, Dodson asked me. He always is like, "Hey man, roast me." So I made the joke about Machida shaving his unibrow and you wearing it as a fur coat. I don't know if you actually.
Did you see those tweets?
All of a sudden, I got all these people texting me, tweeting me, and texting me. So they're saying, "How's that fur coat?" And I was like, "Fur coat." I was like, what is that? So somebody must have said something, and I didn't even think that really would have been you.
All right, so let's go over 186. All right, so we'll knock it out with you. So Demetrius Johnson versus Horiguchi. I think Johnson's too good for this. Even though Horiguchi's 15-1, yeah. I don't think he fought the same level of competition as Demetrius Johnson.
I think Demetrius Johnson will knock out Horiguchi because Horiguchi is already scared to fight Demetrius. Like his last fight against Luis Galvano, he sat there and said, pleaded to the same, and he did not want to fight Demetrius Johnson next.
Okay. Marina?
I think Demetrius got it.
Demetrius got it. Vince?
Yeah. I'm going DJ too. He's going to be too much for him.
All right. Bisping Dolloway. Dodson.
You know what? I'm going to go with the underdog amount. I'm going to go with CB Dolloway. I think the Doberman is going to come out and just surprise everybody and have better hands. It'd be a better striker than Bisping.
Bisping's taking this very seriously. And I know he really wants to get that win. He got kind of embarrassed by Luke Rockhold. Dolloway, it's like he beats guy. Is he the underdog in this fight?
I think so.
Evan, do we know?
Is what?
Is Dolloway the underdog in this fight? I'm picking Bisping on this fight. I don't know why. Common sense says wrestling's gonna his Achilles heel, but I know Bisping's over at Rain training with Munoz and Ellenberger, and those guys are some pretty good wrestlers over there.
I think CB's gonna knock him out.
You think he's gonna knock him out?
Yeah.
All right.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I think CB Dolloway will knock out Bisping.
Damn.
Marina?
I don't know about a knockout, but I think CB Dolloway is going to take it.
All right, so we got three for CB, me for Bisping. Steve Boss is taking on the guy who's supposed to fight Fabio Maldonado. Steve Boss was an ex hockey player. He was a minor league hockey player. He was a goon, basically.
the fighters.
Yeah, they used to bring him on as the enforcer. Tough guy.
Beat up upset people.
All his fights have ended in a decision. He's only lost one fight, C-Boss. He knocked out Houston Alexander by standing elbows, which is pretty oh, wow, sweet. But he's only fought three times the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm picking Fabio based on activity. Mm-hmm. Dotson?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with that one for that one too.
Yeah, I'm going for Fabio
might
too.
He might be really good at striker, or might be able to take some, I think, a good beating. But I think Fabio will just sit there, and just give him what he wants, just stand up for it, and he's.
That's fight of the night, by the way.
Yeah.
Fight of the night is that fight.
Yeah, I totally agree. So
too. Yves Jabin versus Thomas Almeida. Almeida's 18-0. He's supposed to be this like prodigy from Brazil. They're calling him like the next big thing.
You say he's 29-0?
He's 18-0. His first fight was against
20-9. I see 20-9.
Who? Thomas Almeida?
Oh no, never mind.
That's Yves. Thomas Almeida's the guy that beat Tim Gordon his last fight.
Okay.
So
Almeida's
about,
no joke.
I thought you were talking about Eagles.
I pick it Almeida, Dotson.
Almeida.
I'm going Almeida,
like, I think
too.
He's going to get a right submission, though, for too.
Yeah, I think so, too. Patrick Cote versus Joe Riggs.
I don't know. Cote is, like, I don't see him, like, been active so late. But
why
it'd be
is
cool
Joe
to see
Riggs
Riggs
fighting?
Come back and just, like, dominate.
Is he saying, why is Joe Riggs fighting? Joe Riggs has won like last 9 out of 10 fights. I mean, he won that Bellator show, that Bellator reality show, where that like they had Randy Couture as the coach and the other guy.
Didn't he like just shoot his hand?
He did. He shot his hand, and it was a gash so big that Trigg tried to fuck it. it was quite the gash, right? So so all right, who am I picking for this fight? Cote.
Okay. I'm going to say Riggs because I just want to see him win.
Riggs, okay.
To get a UFC comeback.
Yeah.
This way.
I was at his comeback. He like against Ben Saunders where he like fucked up his neck or something, and it was weird. Yeah. He landed wrong. It was a really, really weird situation. All right, Alexis Davis for Sarah Kaufman. Kaufman is 2-0 against Davis. I think Davis, her spirit got broke by Ronda. I don't think she's coming back. I think that was her. I don't know. I feel like Kaufman's gonna win this fight. She's hungry. I know you train with Kaufman, right?
Yeah, so you know who I was picking.
What was that?
I said, "Yep, you know who I was picking."
Yeah,
Sarah Kaufman. I trained with her.
Yep. Marina.
I think Kaufman's gonna win.
How?
Decision.
Me too. I think Kaufman. I feel the same way as far as Alexis Davis. I feel like she got broke when she lost to Rousey.
David Machado is fighting Oliver Aben Mercier. Machado is he's only Native American in the UFC. Oliver Aben Mercier is a black belt in judo. He's no joke, but I'm picking David Machado. You guys don't know who he is. So
honestly, I don't know either one of those dudes.
Jessica Rakosi is taking on Valerie Lortino.
She's at 115 now.
Yeah.
She's fighting at 115. She's going to fuck shit up.
Really?
No, I really think that she's going to give a lot of these girls in the 115-pound division a challenge. Like, she's a very well-recognized boxer. And her feet, I've never seen somebody move so fast.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Really. Like, she just got she got completely dominated by Juliana Pena because she's in the wrong division. She was competing
in
boxing.
She's in between, huh? She's
no, she was competing in boxing at 125 pounds, not 135.
Dotson? Who do you think who do you think's going to win this fight? Rakosi, okay. All right.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. Like, she said everything that I wanted to say, so I was like, oh.
Nice.
Well, never mind that.
Sorry.
So Dotson, John Jones versus Anthony Johnson. Obviously, you're going to say Jones. How is he going to beat him?
To tell you the truth, I couldn't give you a real answer how he's going to beat Rumble. Because like, the both of them are so unique and have such like amazing skill sets. Like, John has the ability to make anybody look stupid in their own style of fighting.
Yeah.
And then Rumble has that power where if he touches you with a finger, you're going to sleep.
Right.
Like, they call me and that dude just hits everybody and they're out.
Yeah, that dude's a beast.
Yeah, I can't wait for that fight. I can't wait for that fight. And how is Cerrone going to beat Khabib, another one of your teammates? If Cerrone beats Khabib, I will be shocked. I can't wait to watch this fight. But Khabib looks like a fucking animal. I mean, you look at how good Dos Anjos did against Pettis. Khabib completely smothered Dos Anjos. So how's he going to do it, Dotson? Tell me.
He's going to beat my wrestler. He's going to out-wrestle Khabib.
Come on. Come on.
Cowboy will out-wrestle Khabib.
Really?
Yeah. Like Cowboy has been like on his wrestling game day in and day out, nonstop. Like this dude has like literally went from being this.
I kind of believe that because his striking and his jiu-jitsu's tits. So.
Wrestling machine.
Who's he wrestling with to get ready for Khabib though?
He's been bringing on a bunch of guys that have been that lifting training center from Colorado. So they have him train with them. This guy named Gregory. I don't remember his last name, but. He's been destroying Cowboy, and he's like on the U.S. trial teams. So it's cool, yeah.
All right, and final question: after sex, do you do backflips or no?
No, she won't let me do that in bed.
Really? Have you?
What about a dismount out of the bed backflip?
Have you actually tried that or no?
No, I've never tried that.
That would be amazing. Come on, dude.
He's like, I got a water bed. I can barely get out of it.
Now, I heard from a couple girls that you're the Mac, that before you settled down, you were just destroying shit in Albuquerque. Is that true?
Nah.
No?
Yeah, I'm so into playing video games and being alone that I was really just to myself.
All right, so that's
for them giving me those type of compliments is awesome. Whoever you are, thank you.
Whoever you are.
Well, John Dotson, it is such a pleasure to hear from you, man. I'm your biggest fan, and I can't wait to see you back in the Octagon, dude.
Me either.
Oh, me too. It's gonna be so much fun.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling to the show, man, and have a great rest of the week.
Oh, you too, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
John.
Bye.
All right. That was John Dotson. I like that kid.
I feel like you're trying to just cause as many divorces as possible.
Now you know somewhat like how I feel.
But he's doing the same shit to me, but it's like, I don't give a fuck when he says stuff like that, because I'll just tell him.
So, all right. Well, where can people find you, Vince?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, From Help a Shell. I keep it simple.
Marina?
Marina Shafir everywhere.
Okay, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I will be at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach opening for Jamie Kennedy.
At what time?
Tomorrow night in Long Beach at 8 o'clock. And then,
I'm going to go there and not laugh.
Please do. Nice. And this weekend, I will be in at the Ventura Comedy Club on Saturday night, Friday night at the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood. And then... also, coming up, if you're going to the Bellator event, I'm doing that show that weekend in Temecula. And then I got a gig coming up also in Chattanooga, Tennessee on the 20th to the
23rd.
The Bellator event is the 16th and 17th of May. Kendall Grove is fighting for the title.
Right.
So I will be there doing comedy that whole weekend. Thank you. Thank you, Evan the Beard. Thank you to Amber Leroy. thank you to Vince. Thank you to Hector Lombard.
Thank me
thank
later.
Thank you to John Dotson. Thank you, Marina Shafir.
Yay.
Take care, guys. Have a great week.
Bye bye.
Peace out.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.